Today's Amud is Yevamos Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Hamachzer Gushasai, if a person divorces his wife, and she gets remarried to someone else, and then gets divorced from that second husband, or widowed from that second husband, so the halacha is that the first husband's not allowed to take her back. So Reuven marries Rachel, and Reuven divorces Rachel, and then Rachel goes ahead and marries Baruch, and then Baruch divorces Rachel, or Baruch dies. So the halacha is that Reuven's not allowed to take Rachel back. If Rachel didn't marry someone else in the middle, if she didn't marry Baruch, so then Reuven would be allowed to marry Rachel. But once Rachel marries someone else in between, so then Reuven's not allowed to marry Rachel. There's a laisa say, he's not allowed to take her back. Let's say he does, hamachzer gushasei, so he's over on the leisasei minatayra of machzer gushasei, or v'hanaisei chalutzasei, a person's over on the leisasei of marrying his chalutza. So Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven died without any children, so, and Mrs. Reuven felt the Shimon. Shimon goes ahead and he does chalitza with Mrs. Reuven. So the halacha is that once Shimon does chalitza, even though before chalitza, Shimon was allowed to be miyabimer. He had a mitzvah to be miyabimer. Once Shimon does chalitza, so kevan shaloi bana shuvla yivna. So now he's not allowed to marry her, and there's a leisa say he's not allowed to marry her. Let's say he does. He's over on the leisa say min ha-tayra of machzer gushasei, on the leisase min ha-tayra of naisei chalutzase, v'hanaisei kreivas chalutzase, or one who marries a relative of his chalutza. Now, l'chayr, that's only an issa d'rabbanan. Kreivas chalutzase is atu kreivas grushase. If a person divorces his wife, so then he's still not allowed to marry the wife's sister, the wife's mother, right? The kreivas grushase, those are asar min ha-tayra. Kreivas chalutzase, l'chayr, is only an issa d'rabbanan. Let's say a person was over on this iser, and he was naisei kreivas chalutzase, he married the chalutza sister. The halacha is that in all of these cases, yaitzi, first of all, we make him divorce her because it's asa for him to be together with her. And also, v'havlan mamzer divi Rabbi Akiva. The sheet of Rabbi Akiva is that in all of these cases, the child of such a relationship is a mamzer. Rabbi Akiva's sheet in Shas is at any time a person has a child with a woman that's also with a leisasei, even a relationship that's only forbidden with a leisasei, the result of such a relationship is that the child is a mamzer. Now the one kasha on this in our Mishnah is krevas chalutzasei, which the chayr is only nesed derabanan, krevas chalutzasei, and that the Gemara is going to discuss. The Gemara is going to discuss krevas chalutzasei. V'alkapanim, for all these things, even though it's only a leisasei, the shita of Rabbi Akiva is at havlan mamzer. As opposed to v'chachamim ma'imrim ein havlan mamzer, the chachamim say that in these cases, the child is not a mamzer because it's only a leisasei. However, says the Mishnah, that umaydim, l'chayra, which means that the chachamim are mayde, that benayisei kreivas gerushasai, that if a person marries kreivas grushasai, he marries his wife after he divorces her, he goes ahead and he marries her sister, so Reuven was married to Rachel, Reuven divorced Rachel, and then Reuven goes ahead and marries Leah, Rachel's sister, so that's completely aser, that's an erva, and memela shahavlan mamzer, in such a case, the child of such a relationship is going to be a mamzer. So now the Gemara is going to discuss each line of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara to begin, that what we pointed out before, that asked the Gemara, v'sever Rabbi Akiva, ha-naisei kreivas chalutzasei havlan mamzer? Does Rabbi Akiva really hold that if a person marries kreivas chalutzasei, if Shimon after performing chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, Shimon goes ahead and marries Mrs. Reuven's sister, so the child of such a relationship is going to be a mamzer? L'chayra kreivas chalutzasa is only an issa d'rabbanan, it's not even an issa d'araisa. So how could the child be a mamzer when midaraisa, the relationship is completely mutter? So says the Gemara, and the Gemara brings the kasha. The Gemara says, "Frakta Gemara, v'amar Rish Lakish kanshana Rebbe." We had this memory earlier that Rebbe taught based on the Mishnah we had earlier that it was mavur that acha is grusha midivrei tayra and acha is chalutza is midivrei seifra. That even though the isra of krevas grusha, so acha is grusha, the sister of a grusha is an isra d'araisa, but the sister of a chalutza, krevas chalutzasa, is only an isra midivrei seifra. It's only an isra midrabanan. So how could Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah say that that the child's going to be a mamzer? There's nobody that's going to tell you that if a person has a relationship, has a child through a relationship that's us and Midrabana, that the child's going to be a mamzer. So says the Gemara in Achanami. Says the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva never said this halacha about Kraivas Chalutzasai. Because in Achanami, Kraivas Chalutzasai is only an Issa Rabbanan. And of course, the child born from such a relationship, though Asr, the child born from such a relationship is not going to be a Mamzer. So what was the third case of the Mishnah? Tani Kraivas Gurushasai. Switch the nusach of the Mishnah. It wasn't discussing kreivas chalutzasai. Rather, it was discussing kreivas grushasai. So it spoke about machzer grushasai, a person who marries his actual chalutza, kevet shleibana shuvla yivne, that iser. And then the third case is kreivas grushasai, not kreivas chalutzasai, kreivas grushasai, which taka is an iser deraisa, and that's the case that Rabbi Akiva said that the child from such a relationship will be a mamzer, which is an actual erev, it's a chiv kar. So of course, in such a case, the child is going to be a mamzer. And says the Gemara that Hachanami Mistafer, that really, when you look at the big picture, the whole Mishnah as a whole, so it really makes, it's more logical to say like that, that the Mishnah was not discussing Kreivas Chalutzasai, rather it was discussing Kreivas Grushasai. Why? The Katani Seifa, because look at the ending of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says that the Chachamim are chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda, and they say on Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim say that the child of a chi of lav is not a mamzer. And then the Mishnah says that umaydim, but even the Chachamim agree that b'nai say kreivas grushasoi shavlan mamzer. In that case of kreivas grushasoi, so that's already a chi of kares. In that case, even the Chachamim agree that the child is going to be a mamzer. Now, what does it mean that the Chachamim agree in that case? So who is speaking about that case? Yeah, Rabbi Shlomo Ayriba. If you say that that's what that this case of Kreivas Grushasai, it was discussed in the Reisha of the Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Akiva was talking about. So then it makes sense that Hanu Dekatani Umaydim. Then it makes sense to read the Hemshech of the Mishnah that even though the Chachamim argue in Rabbi Akiva Umaydim, they agree by this case of Kreivas Grushasai. Eli Amrelo Ayriba. But if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Akiva never spoke about Kreivas Grushasai, Rabbi Akiva was speaking about Kreivas Chalutzasai, so then my Umaydim. So what does it mean that the Chachamim argue in Rabbi Akiva? But they agree in this case. That's not what Rabbi Akiva was discussing. So how could you say that I'm asking to you in this case when Rabbi Akiva was never even discussing that case? So says the Gemara, that's not really a raya. That wouldn't be proof that the Mishnah is discussing Kreivas Grushasai and not Kreivas Chalutzasai, right? This is coming to bring a raya that the Mishnah is taka not speaking about Kreivas Chalutzasai, rather speaking about Kreivas Grushasai. But for the Gemara, this is not very compelling, because what's your kasha? Why does it say Umaydim? Dilma HaKamash Molan Diyesh Mamzer Mechai V'Krisis. Maybe it's true Rabbi Akiva never spoke about this case Lahedya, but maybe what the Mishnah is coming to say is coming to discuss the cloud. That even though the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Akiva and they say that the child born from a relationship that's a chi of lav, the child is not a mamzer, umaydim the Chachamim agree that when the relationship is one that has an iser kares to it, that has a chi of kares to it, like Kreivas Grushasai, so then the Chachamim are maided that the child born from such a relationship is a mamzer. So it's true, Rabbi Akiva never spoke about that case, but the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah is that even though the Chachamim hold the child born from Chayvi Lavin is not a mamzer, but the child born from Chayvi Krisis is a mamzer, that's what the Mishnah is saying. So it's not a riot that Rabbi Akiva spoke about Kreivas Grushasai in the Reisha. The way you read the Mishnah is that the Chachamim are maided in the case of Chayvi Krisis, that in such cases the child from such a relationship is a mamzer. However, how could you understand the Mishnah like that? This Mishnah is coming to teach us that according to the Chachamim, the child born from Chayv Krisis is a mamzer. Hakatani lekaman. We already have a Mishnah later on, which teaches us this halacha. It's a Mishnah later on, Mem Tesem and Aleph. The Mishnah over there says that Ezuhu Mamzer, who's considered a Mamzer, Kol She'er Basar Shuhu Bula Yavai, Divir Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says anybody who's an Isser to a person, who there's an Isser relationship, and it's Bula Yavai, there's a Leis Aseh. Anyone who there's even a Leis Aseh, So the child of such a relationship is a mamzer. Reb Shimon HaTimni Aymer, that no, kol shechayv in olav kareis bidei shamayim. It's not enough to be a chayv lavin, it has to be chayv krisis. V'alocha kidvarav, and so the Mishnah is coming to, and the Mishnah then says, v'alocha kidvarav, that the halacha is like Reb Shimon HaTimni. So how could you say that our Mishnah is coming to stress this idea, that the, even though the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Kiva, and they hold that a mamzer is not born from chayv krisis, they agree that the mamzer is neilad from chayvi lavin. They agree that the mamzer is neilad from chayvi krisis. Why would they need our mishnah to teach us that? That's a mishnah later. Says the gemara, that's not shver. V'delma kasasim l'tana krib shimon atimni. Later on, it's machlekes. Maybe this tana was coming to bring a stam mishnah like Rav Shimon HaTimni, even though it's true. It's a halacha that the tana is going to talk about and discuss later. But maybe here the tana was coming to make a stam mishnah like Rav Shimon HaTimni. That's why the mishnah says it. It's not a raya that Rabbi Kiva discussed this case previously. It could be we're discussing the klal that we have a stam mishnah that a mamzer is neilad from chayvei krisis and not from chayvei lavin. However, says the Gemara, that im kain listni shar chai v'krisis. If so, that the whole tachlis of our Mishnah is just coming to show, is just coming to say, point out this idea, that even though the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Kiva, that a mamzer is not neilad from chai v'lavin, a mamzer is neilad from chai v'krisis. If that's the whole tachlis, so why did the Mishnah speak specifically about a case of kreivas grushasa? It's a random example to speak about. Speak about any other chai v'krisis. It's true about all chai v'krisis. The Mishnah has nothing to do with kreivas grushasa. It's coming to teach us the idea that chayv krisis, the child born from chayv krisis, is a mamzer. So why did the Mishnah kreivas grushasai lamali? Why does the Mishnah single out the case of kreivas grushasai? Elosh mamina ayriba. It must be that it is a raya. It must be the fact that the Mishnah spoke about kreivas grushasai. It's because kreivas grushasai was discussed earlier in the Mishnah. It was discussed in the Reisha. Meaning, even though the nusach that we have is kreivas chalutzasai, that's not really what Rabbi Kiva was talking about, because that's only nisa derabanan. And if I had to, Rabbi Kiva would tell you that a child born from such a relationship is not a mamzer. Rather, Rabbi Kiva was talking about kreivas grushasai, and that's the raya from the Sefer of the Mishnah. However, says the Gemara, it's still not a raya. V'dilma lo'aylam lo'ayriba. Really, it could be Rabbi Akiva was not ever speaking about kreivas grushasai. All he was speaking about was kreivas chalutzasai, but not kreivas grushasai. So then the question is, and if the Mishnah is just coming to tell us that there's a Stam Mishnah, that a Mamzer is only Naila from Chayv Krisis, so why does the Mishnah single out Kreivas Grushasai, speak about any Chiv Karis? Why Dafka Kreivas Grushasai? V'aydi detana Machzer Grushasai, v'naisi Chalutzasai, v'kreivas Chalutzasai, since it spoke about these types of cases, Machzer Grushasai, and Naisi Chalutzasai, and Kreivas Chalutzasai, which is really a branch of Kreivas Grushasai, so Tana Nami Kreivas Grushasai, because it's similar, it fits amongst those categories. That's why the Mishnah speaks about the case of Kreivas Grushasai, but really the Mishnah could have singled out any Chiv Kares, because all the Mishnah is coming to say is that even though the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Akiva and say that a Mamzer is not Nailad from Chayvei Lavin, a Mamzer is Nailad from Chayvei Krisis, so we could have chosen any example, but the bottom line is that there's no Raya. Bottom line is that there's no Raya from our Mishnah to switch the Girsa. There's no Hechruch to switch the Girsa, and Mamela, we have to try to figure out the Mishnah with the Girsa that we have. How are we supposed to understand this idea of Kreivas Chalutzasai? That Rabbi Akiva says that even by Kreivas Chalutzasai, that even if a person marries Kreivas Chalutzasai and has a child, that the child's a mamzer. L'chayra Kreivas Chalutzasai is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. We wanted to switch it to Kreivas Grushasai. We tried to bring a Raya. The Gemara Lamaisa rejects the Raya. It could be the Mishnah. There's no Raya that the Mishnah is discussing a case of Kreivas Grushasai. And if so, L'chayr, we should try to come up with some sort of understanding of the Mishnah, kafi the Gersa that we have, Kreivas Chalutzasai. So what's going to be the Pshat? So says the Gemara, Kreivas Chalutzasai, the Rabbi Kiva Havi Mamzer. We're forced to conclude that, even though it seems like it's only Nisa de Rabbanan, a child born, according to Rabbi Akiva, a child born from a relationship of Kreivas Chalutzasai, the child is going to be a mamzer. Now the question is how could that be? If it's only Nisa Derabanan, so then L'chayra the child is not going to be a mamzer. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Chiya Bar Abba, I'm Rav Yechanan, Hainu Taimad Rabbi Akiva. I'll explain to Rabbi Akiva Shita. It's because he holds Rabbi Akiva Shita, it's a big chiddush, even though until now, throughout the Masechta, anytime we've mentioned Kreivas Chalutzasai, we've discussed it and said that it's Nisa Derabanan. Rabbanon? Says the Gemara that according to Rabbi Akiva, Kreivas Chalutzasa is actually an Issa D'Araisa. The Amar Kra, because the Torah says, this is Rabbi Akiva's Drasha, that Beis Chalutza now, the Torah says that when a person does Chalitza, so it calls the Shemeres Yavam, it calls the Yavama a Beis, it calls her a Bayis. Beis Chalutza now, Hakas of Karei Bayis, the Torah calls her a Bayis, it calls her like a wife, Ishtai Zubesai, Beisai Zubishtai. The Torah calls the Yavama, who has Chalitza done to her, it calls her this terminology of bias, which is the terminology of a wife. And therefore, just like by a wife, when the person divorces his wife, he remains with the Isser of Krevas Grushasai. Rabbi Akiva learns from the Pasuk that also by a Chalutza, there's an Isser de Araisa of Krevas Chalutzasai. So our whole Kasha was a mistake. We were asking that the Chayr Krevas Chalutzasai is only Nisr de Rabbanon. It's not really a lav. So how could Rabbi Akiva say that the child born from such a relationship is a Mamzer? The answer is, at the end of the day, the answer is that the fear of Rabbi Akiva, it's Taka Nisr de Araisa. Rabbi Akiva's Shita is that Krevas Chalutzasai is an Isser de Araisa. Mamela, the child is going to be a mamzer. Says the Gemara Vayter now. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Shum Barabi, Hakol Maide B'Machzer Grushasai. Everybody agrees by the case of Machzer Grushasai, meaning even the Chachamim, Rabbi Kiva holds that the child born from a Machzer Grushasai is a mamzer. Everybody agrees, even the Chachamim who argue, the Chachamim say that the child born from Mechayv Lavan is not a Mamzer, they argue with Rabbi Akiva, but everybody agrees, even the Chachamim agree that a child born from a Machzer Grushasai, Shehavad Pagum Lekahuna, that even though the child's not a Mamzer, but the child is still considered Pagum Lekahuna. Rashi explains, it means that if, let's say, if a person has a daughter, a person has a daughter with a Machzer Grushasai, a person with his Grusha, a person has a daughter with from such a relationship, that daughter is not allowed to marry a Kayin. That daughter is like a Chalala, she's not allowed to marry a Kayin, she's Pagum Lekahuna, she's not allowed to marry a Kayin. Even the Chachamim agree that even though the child's on a Mamzer, still the Vlad's going to be a Pagum when it comes to the Isser of Machzer Grushasai. So, Man HaKol Maidim, what does it mean HaKol Maidim? It means Shimon HaTimni. That the Afo Gav Zamer Shimon HaTimni Mamzer Michayve Lavin, even though Shimon HaTimni, who we have in our mission is called the Chachamim, even though Shimon HaTimni says that the Mamzer is not Nailad from a relationship that's only a Chiv Lav, that's only Chayve Lavin, Nihi, the Mamzer Lehavi, Pagum Yahavi, even though the child's on a Mamzer, still the child is going to be Pagum Lekahuna, the child will be Aser to marry a Kayin. And what's the Makar? It's Mikavachimer Me'almana. It's a Kavachimer from the Isser of Almana. Of an Amana who marries an Amana who has an Isser to a Kohen Gadol. And a Ma'u Amana le Kohen Gadol. And you find that what we find by the Isser of Amana le Kohen Gadol. If they go ahead and they're together and they have a child, She'ein Yisura Shava B'Kol, even though the Isser is not very chamer, because an almana is only asr to a kain gadol. There's no one else in the world that has an isr to marry an almana. It's only a kain gadol. So a kain gadol is an almana le kain gadol is called an isr that's not shava bekal. It's a lighter isr. It doesn't apply to everybody. It's specific to a kain gadol. And still, the halacha is that if they end up getting married and they have a child, the halacha is that bina pagum. Is that the child is a cholo, the child's a cholalo, the child is pagum lekuhuna. So if you find it, even when the isser is not shaveh b'kol, the result is that the child is pagum. So zu shi isura shaveh b'kol, when it comes to machzer grushasai, where the isser is shaveh b'kol, anybody who divorces his wife and has this situation where the wife gets remarried to someone else, has an isser to be machzer grushasai. So the isser be'etzim is an isser that's shaveh b'kol. Everybody has the isser machzer grushasai. So if a person's over on that isser and has a child, sayin din shabana pagum, so then surely, if even amana l'kain gadol, which is not an isser, which is shabbat v'kol, the child becomes pagum, so then surely by the isser of a machzer grushasai, so the child is pagum. That's the makar, and that's the halacha, that the child is pagum by machzer grushasai. Even the chachamim agree, even Rabbi Shimon HaTimni agrees, that in such a case, even though the child's on a mamzer, but the child will still be pasul l'kuhuna. However, says the Gemara, ask the Gemara three kashas on this limud from Amana l'kain gadol. Ask the Gemara kasha number one. That ikal mifrach, ma'al almana shekeni asma mischalelas. You can't learn from the Isser of Amana l'kain gadol that if by the Isra of Amana L'Kohen Gadol, the child becomes Pagam L'Kohuna, so then surely it Machzir Grushasai. Because you see that there's a Chumrah by Amana L'Kohen Gadol that doesn't exist by Machzir Grushasai. When it comes to Amana L'Kohen Gadol, so the halacha is that not only is the child a Chalal, but the Amana herself also now becomes a Chalala. She becomes Pasal L'Kohuna. Until now, she's only an Amana. She can't marry a Kohen Gadol, but she was allowed to marry a Kohen Hedya. Now that she marries a Kohen Gadol, the halacha is that she becomes Pasul L'Kohuna. So even if the Kohen Gadol would die, so she's still only an Amana, she's not a Grusha, she's still Aser to marry a Kohen, even a regular Kohen, because she became a Chalala. So she can he Atzma Mischalalas. So it makes sense, it follows suit, that if she has that Chumrah, so then the child will also be a Chalal, the child will also be Pagum. But how could you learn out from there to Machzir Grushasai? The Oid, and says the Gemara second Kasha, that the Torah, when it talks about Machzir Grushasai, so it mentions that he Ta'eva, it says Ta'eva he. It says that the Machzir Grushasai, it says that she is an abomination. She becomes Aser. She's the Grusha. She becomes a Ta'eva. Ve'ein Baneha Ta'evan. So you should make the Dik. It says he Ta'eva Ksev, Ve'ein Baneha Ta'evan. We should look at it, we should be Medaik from the Pasuk, that it's only she that's Aser to a Kayin, because she's a Grusha, but Ve'ein Baneha Ta'evan, but the children do not become Pagam L'Kohuna. She did something wrong, but there's nothing wrong with the children. There's not going to be any pagam in the children. So that the pasuk itself seems to be mashma that the child of a machzir grushasai relationship does not become pasul l'kahuna. And says the Gemara, third kasha va'oid is that Tani, we learned in the Braisa that the child does not become pasul l'kahuna, because we learned in the Braisa like this. The Braisa says, Hamachzir Grushasai, Va'anaisi Chalutzasai, Va'anaisi Krevas Chalutzasai. These cases of our Mishnah, but we're going to be focusing on Machzir Grushasai. So Rabbi Akiva Aimer, that Ein Loi Ba Kedushin. Rabbi Akiva says that Kedushin is not Taifsin B'chayve Lavin. The Kedushin is not even Chal when it comes to a Chayve Lav. And therefore, by all of these cases, the Kedushin is not Taifis. And therefore, Ve'ina Sricha Himenu Get. If they do get married, so it's not really Chal anything, the Mela, the woman in such a case, in any of these cases, will not require a Get. Ve'hi Psula. However, she becomes Pasul L'Kohuna. She's going to become Pasul L'Kohuna. She's considered like a Zaina because she had this forbidden relationship. And therefore, she's going to be Pasul L'Kohuna. Uvlada Pasul. And the child is Pasul means that the child's a Mamzer. We know that that's Shitas Rabbi Akiva, is that the child born from Chayv Elavin is a Mamzer. So when he says Uvlada Pasul, he means it's Pasul and the child's a Mamzer. V'kayif and Aisei Lahaitzi. And we force the husband to get rid of this wife because he's not allowed to, he's meaning to get rid of her. They're not allowed to stay together. Not that she needs a get, but we force them to separate. The Chachamim say that no, it's only Chayvei Lavin, so yesh lo ba kedushin, even though it's Aser. But Lamaisa, kedushin is Taifis. Memela utzricha himenu get. In all these cases, the woman is going to require a get. V'hik Shera, and she does not become Pasul L'Kohuna. She remains Kasher, because it's only Chayvei Lavin. Uvlada Kasher, and also the child is Kasher. So Laman, when the Chachamim say that the child is Kasher, who are they discussing? When they say the child is Kasher to who? Lav L'Kohuna. L'Chayra, it's referring to Kohuna. So you see that the child born from a relationship of Machzir Grushasai, the Chachamim say that the Vlad is Kasher. Kasher L'Chayra means Kasher L'Kohuna. And again, that's a third Kasher on what we said before, that even Rav Shimon HaTimni agrees that when it comes to Machzir Grushasai, that the child is Pasul L'Kohuna. Here the Chachamim say Uvlad Kasher, L'Chayra means Kasher L'Kohuna. So that's three Kashas that we have now on the Chiddush that we just mentioned. Now the Gemara is going to reject all the kashas. We're going to start from the last and then work our way backwards. So regarding this kasha, that the Chachamim say that the Vlad is kasher, and we're saying that L'chayra kasher means kasher l'kuna, says the Gemara lie, l'kahal. That's not what the Chachamim mean. When the Chachamim said kasher, that the Vlad is kasher, they meant that the child is not a mamzer, and the child is allowed to marry a Yisrael, but not that the child can marry into kahuna. The child of Ada is pelgum l'kuna, like we said before. We'll ask the Gemara, if the child, if when the Chachamim said that the Vlad is kasher, they meant that the vlad is kosher to marry into the kahal, into Klal Yisrael, but not to a kohen, not necessarily to a kohen. So ihachi, if so, so then when the chachamim said that he kshera, that the woman herself is kosher, the man, who are they discussing? If you'll say that, you know, to be consistent, if vlad kosher meant like kahal, so he kshera, that also means that she's kosher like kahal. The question of that's going to be, is that pshita, l'chayr, it's pasher that she's mutter like kahal. Why would she become usher to marry a Jew? She was over on an Israelav, in a Hanami. But now she's going to become usher to marry into the cow? Mishum de zanya afsula l'kahal, because she was over and she had znus. So now she's going to become pasul from Klal Yisrael, elulav l'kahuna. It must be that the Chachamim were coming to say that she's kosher means kosher l'kahuna. That's a chiddush. And even though she did an iser, she does not become pasul l'kahuna. Now, if we see that when the Chachamim spoke about the woman, the mother, that he kshera, and they were speaking about kshera means l'kahuna, umidihi l'kahuna, so vladanami l'kahuna, so then l'chayra, to make things parallel, we should say that just like when the Chachamim said he kshera, they meant he kshera is l'kahuna, so too when the Chachamim say vladakasher, that they meant vladakasher means l'kahuna, so that is taka akasha on what we said before. Says the Gemara, no, it's not akasha. Midiyirya? Who says that they have to be parallel? Hakadisa v'hakadisa. When they were speaking about he, when they were speaking about the mother, they were speaking about her status to kuna. He kshera means the kuna. But when they're speaking about the vlad, so they were speaking about the vlad status, the kahal, that the vlad does not become a mamzer. And says the Gemara, you might think that it's a daichik, that it's not parallel. Hachanami mistavra, I'll actually bring you a raya, that this seems to actually be the flow of the Mishnah, of the Braisa, the Katani, because the Katani Reisha, the Reisha of the Braisa says, that according to Rabbi Akiva, so he psula, uvla the pasal, that the woman, she becomes pasal, and the child becomes a mamzer. The child is also pasal. Now, he psula la when Rabbi Akiva said that the mother, that she becomes pasul, the lady who was over on this iser of machzer gushasai or kreves chalutzasai, all these cases that she becomes pasul, so patsula laman, who is she pasul to? Ilema lekahal, if you're going to tell me, it means that she's pasul now for marrying into Klal Yisrael. Mishum dezania afsula lekahal, just because afsula lekahal, just because she was over on this iser of znus, so now we're going to pasul her to marry into Klal Yisrael. That can't be what Rabbi Akiva meant. Ela lav lekuna, when Rabbi Akiva said that she becomes pasul, he only meant that she becomes pasul to marry into the kahuna, because now she has the din of a zayna. But when Rabbi Akiva then says vlad pasul, that the child is pasul, laman, who's that discussing? Ilei malakahuna, if you're going to say it just meant that that the child is pasul lakahuna, that would give them, that would offer the mashmais, that halakahal kasher, that the child is kasher lakahal, that the child's not a mamzer. And that's not true, because I'm Rabbi Akiva, havla namzer, that the child's a mamzer, and the child's pasul even lakahal. So alapshita lakahal, it must be Rabbi Akiva, when he said by the child, that vlad pasul, he meant pasul l'kahal. Umidereisha ha-kadisa v'ha-kadisa. So it comes down in the Reisha, when Rabbi Kiva spoke about he, when it spoke about the mother, it spoke about he psula meant psula l'kahuna. And then when it spoke about, when Rabbi Kiva spoke about vlada, that vlada psula, he meant psula l'kahal. So from the Reisha you see that they're different, they're not parallel. He was speaking about to the kahuna, and vlada was speaking about to the kahal. So say fanam, so it would actually make a lot of sense to say that in the Seifa as well, the Chachamim were also speaking in that parallel of Rabbi Akiva, not that the cases of he and Vlada are parallel, but that rather he is referring to the woman's status to the kahuna, and Vlada was referring, and when they said that the Vlada is Kshera, they were just speaking about the vlad status to the kahal, that the child does not become a mamzer. But it could be that in a chanami, that the child does become pasul l'kahuna, so memela we wiped away that third kasha. The fact that the braisa says that according to the chachamim, the vlad is kasher, does not necessarily mean kasher l'kahuna. It could just mean, and it's actually mashma that it means, that it's kshera, that the child is kasher l'kahal, but not necessarily that the child is kasher l'kahuna. So now going back to the second kasha, v'hi ta'eva nami, that which you ask, grasp from the pasuk that the pasuk describes the woman by machzer gushasai, that she's an abomination, he ta'eva, ta'eva he, that she's an abomination, and you want it to be medayik from the pasuk that she is a ta'eva, but the child is not. The child remains kosher. The child does not become pogum. Says the Gemara, that's not a good kasha. He ta'eva nami, I'll tell you what it means is he ta'eva vein sarasa ta'eva. It's not coming to be la'afuke the child, it's coming to be la'afuke the tzara. Meaning, if Reuven was machzer gushasai, so Reuven's machzer gushasai, and then Reuven also has a second wife, so the machzer gushasai does not fall to Shimon. But the tzara of the machzer gushasai falls to Shimon. He te'eva v'ein tzarasa te'eva. Only the machzer gushasai is a te'eva, but the tzara of the machzer gushasai is not a te'eva of a baneha te'eva, but it could be with regards to the children that the pasuk was never discussing. It could be the children are te'evin. It could be they are pogum. It could be they are also the kuhuna, and therefore there's no kasha from the pasuk. So now we're only left with one kasha. From Ella Almana kasha. That Mala Almana shekein hi atzma mischalelas. That's our only remaining kasha. Is that we asked that how could the makar for the child of a machzer gushasai being pagum lekahuna, how could the makar be from a kavachaymer from an almana, that an almana is not shavu v'kal, and still the child is pagum, so then surely the child from machzer gushasai, which is an iser that's shavu v'kal, so then the child should be pagum. That was the kavachaymer we wanted to make, and the Gemara said that we have a pirch on the kavachaymer, because really almana l'kayin gadol in a way is more chamer, because you see the almana atzma, she herself becomes pasul, she herself becomes a chalala, as opposed to machzer gushasai, then nothing changes in her status. She's already a grusha, she's already pasul lekuhuna, and she does not become pasul from truma, Rashi points out, so nothing in her status changes. So we're still left with this kasha. So says the Gemara that Eli Idmar Hachi Idmar. That's the kasha that we can't get out of, and it must be that Rav Yosef was never discussing machzer grushasai. The child from machzer grushasai is not going to be pagum lekuhuna, and because we don't have a valid kavachaymer, the kavachaymer that the Gemara made before from a Mano l'kayin gadol is not a good kavachaymer. There's a pircha malo l'mano shekin yatsam mischalelas. So says the Gemara Elei Idmar Hachi Idmar. That Amar Rav Yosef. This is what Rav Yosef meant to say. That Amar Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Shimon Brebi. That Hakol Maidim b'Baal Chay v'Krisos Shehav Vlad Pogum. Not that Hakol Maidim by Machzer Gushasai, but rather Hakol Maidim by Chay v'Krisos. Everybody agrees by Chay v'Krisos that the child's a pogum. Meaning, even if you would hold that the child is not a mamzer by Chay v'Krisos, still, everybody would agree that the child is pogum. Manakol Maidim, this is referring to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. The Shita of Rabbi Yeshua is that, even though we've been saying until now that a child born from Chai v'Krisus, the child's a mamzer, the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua is that it's not true. The Shita of Rabbi Yeshua is that a child born from Chai v'Krisus is not a mamzer. The Afogav Dam Rabbi Yeshua ain't mamzer mechai v'Krisus, even though Rabbi Yeshua's Shita is that a mamzer does not result from a relationship that's Chai v'Krisus, it only results from Chai v'Mises Bezdin, still the Gemara, what Rav Yosef was coming to say, is that he, the mamzer, lay Havi, pogo mia havi. Even though Bechai Bechrisis, Rabbi Yeshua's Shita is that the child does not become a mamzer, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that the child is still pogum. The child would still be asr l'kuhuna, let's say they have a daughter, so the daughter would be asr to marry a kayin. And that's learned down mikavachaymer me'almana. That's learned out from the iser of amana l'kayin gadol. The ma amana l'kayin gadol she'ini sura shava b'kol and bina pagam. If you find by amana l'kayin gadol that the iser is not shava b'kol and still the result is that the child becomes asur l'kuhuna, so zu she'i sura shava b'kol when it comes to chai v'krisis, which the iser is an iser that shava b'kol, so ene din she bina pagam, so then surely the child's going to be asur l'kuhuna. Now v'chiteima mal amana she'ken yatsa mischalelas, maybe you'll ask the pircha that we mentioned before that you can't learn out from Amana L'Kayin Gadol, because Amana L'Kayin Gadol is more chamer, since she herself becomes a chalala. Hachanami kevan shenivula asa azayna. That halacha is true even by Chai V'Krisis. Everybody would agree that, but a lady who's Ivan Chai V'Krisis, she also becomes a pasul l'kuhuna. She becomes a zayna. She has the status of a zayna who's also to marry a kayin. So she also becomes asa l'kuhuna, so that pircha does not work when it comes to Chai V'Krisis. So that's how we're modifying what Rabbi Yosef said was not about that everyone's maida by machzer gushasai, but rather that everybody's maida by chai v'krisis. Meaning, even Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that the child born from chai v'krisis is not a mamzer, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that the child born from chai v'krisis is at least going to be pogum. The child will be pasul l'kuhuna.